Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vincent the Gay or what? Check, 2-2-2-2-1-2. VITB in this. Hello, check, 1-2. Hey, 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 it's motherfucking Vince in the Bay, Bay, Bay. It's Sunday night, Sunday mega show. 2 days before Christmas, Sunday, December 23rd, this Sunday. Sunday, December 23rd, 2012. It's Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Watch hydro-powered funny cars dance through the gates of hell. And also, enjoy an evening with Bigfoot. Yeah, we can talk about monster trucks or funny cars. Also, I don't know if you folks are aware of this, but there is, I want to get to some serious business here before we get the show started. There is currently a campaign to deport CNN newsist Piers Morgan. That's right. this Limey who took over for Larry King. I never thought I would miss Larry King. Larry King was he was like the worst interviewer ever. And he was, but I am, Piers Morgan has me missing. I miss Larry King. Larry King's still doing a show. He should have just stayed on there. I like Larry King. I think he's cool. Again, I don't think he's the best interviewer ever. But, you know, he's got a style all his own. And, you know, the signature suspenders. I like the guy from what I've seen. Piers Morgan, on the other hand, has been annoying the shit out of me ever since he took over. And I'm not even, this his whole anti-gun or whatever, pro-gun control campaign he's trying to roll out, that's just an excuse, as far as I'm concerned, to get that guy out of this fucking country. All right? This dude has been annoying the shit out of me for too long, and I'll jump at any opportunity to deport this guy's ass. And apparently, when of course, there has been a... This is the new thing. Besides Bascoing, this is the new thing. You, anything you want to do, like if you want to have, say, Piers Morgan deported, all you have to do is sign a White House petition. And if you get enough signatures, the White House will have to address the petition. And the maximum, or the minimum amount of signatures required is 25,000. And it looks like the petition to deport Piers Morgan for attacking the Second Amendment, it appears it has well exceeded that 25,000. It's already up to over 30,000. And as far as I'm concerned, we should just keep it rolling. Here's the link if you want to sign up. Click on that little puppy in the chat room, and you'll be good to go. Yeah, other things to talk about tonight. You know, I put the blast out for topics, and Manstorm, guy that goes by Man, I assume it's a guy, Manstorm on Twitter. He spells storm with a zero instead of an O. Manstorm requested that I talk about Asians. He didn't say anything in particular. Just talk about Asians. So, hey, if you have any comments about Asians in general or specifically or whatever, bring it on. I'm up for talking about anything and everything. Once again, this is a call-in show. The callers dictate the conversation. I am just here to facilitate. Now, this show, you notice, is called Mega Show. The idea is this platform is a virtual megaphone for you to call in and express your opinion on everything or anything. So yeah, I got some callers lined up that I'm going to bring on very shortly, and I'm going to go find out who these people are. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to fulfill a request for our good friend Asshurt MacFags. She requested The Feelies with Raised Eyebrows. Here it is. I'll be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hello?
Yeah, Assert, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hold on one sec. Okay, what's up? Sorry, my phone is going crazy.
Thank you for the request, the feelies. I like that.
Yeah, apparently some people don't, though. Apparently, a bunch of hipsters have heard it before.
Oh, this is. I thought it was ultra hipster. To be honest,
I mean they're middle of the road hipster.
Where would
like,
they?
I mean,
definitely they definitely have a page on Pitchfork though, right?
Well, I mean they're like from like the 80s, but I'm sure they're mentioned within the.
Ever heard of
top them. Records of the 80s, you know?
Okay. That was Raised Eyebrows. You know what I liked about that track? It's sort of an instrumental.
How fantastic it is.
Well, besides that, what makes it fantastic is the incredible jam. And then at the very end, they don't bring in lyrics until the very end.
Right. I mean, that's supposed to be the crescendo.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, he uses a bunch of different time signatures that kind of builds up this tension.
Yeah, I thought it was badass. It gets a thumbs up for me.
Definitely a badass tune. One of my favorites.
So, Assert, what are your thoughts on Piers Morgan?
I don't care. I think that members of Anonymous should be deported before Piers Morgan, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. How about Asians? How do you feel about Asians?
Asians are fine.
It dated
an Asian. I've got a really great Asian friend. It's fantastic.
Have you ever dated an Asian guy?
I actually went on a date with the Asian friend that I'm talking about.
Oh.
And he asked me out because I was at this bar down the street. They play like loud music and stuff, and he's a bartender there. And he asked me out after seeing me a couple times. And we went out a couple times and just kind of hit it off, but nothing like relationship-y. So yeah, I friend zoned him.
Oh, we gentlemen always love being thrown into the friend zone.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I'm sorry. What are you going to do?
No, you know, as somebody who is always thrown into the friend zone, I can empathize with him. It's okay, man. It's a lonely. It feels like a lonely club, but honestly, you're not the only one.
Yeah, I mean. Some people just aren't meant to click. I don't know.
It's just, you know, maybe you click socially, but just, physically, sexually, chemically there, that's just not happening.
Right. There's all sorts of levels, especially for me. Like, I'm very, I don't know, what I'm attracted to and, like, what my brain is wired to respond to, you know, physiologically. Psychologically, emotionally is very, very acutely defined. So it's not, I can't just like date any old person and be like, oh yeah, I love you, blah, 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 you know. Like it's, essentially I'm very picky.
Yeah. I'm picky too. I'm picky to a fault. I honestly am too picky for my own good.
Yeah, I think I might be too.
How about black dudes? You ever date a black dude, or would you?
I have, actually. For about 3-4 months.
Come back, or did you?
And, huh?
So did you do black and come back, or what happened? Because, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, I came back.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his dick was, like, almost too big. Damn it.
Yeah.
Like, I've got, like, this tiny mole on my forearm. And, like, one time he measured it, and, like, it marks, like, perfectly how big his dick is, and, like, from, like, the bottom of my elbow up to the mole on my forearm.
You have our gratitude.
That's hard.
And it's just, like, it's, like, ridiculous. It, like, made me cry more than anything.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I like black guys, but... No, I can't date anymore because.
Okay, do you watch porn?
Not really anymore.
If you do watch porn, what type of porn do you like? Do you like boy girl? Do you like girl girl? Do you like girl solo? Do you like boy solo? Do you like what do you usually go for?
Usually boy girl. I mean, I think. Mostly, like, I know Tear Coil is going to come on here and do his domination submission show. But, I mean, it's more like kind of like the BDSM kind of stuff.
What was that, BDSM?
Bondage, discipline, sadomasochism. It's not like violent. Porn, but like, you know,
dude,
it's like,
but wait, isn't that what Tear Coil's into?
Yeah, I just said that.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
You guys
should do a show where it's just you two guys going off about this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were gonna do last night, but you canceled, so whatever.
Yeah, this should be like a whole like a live stream thing.
I mean, there's lots of interest in it. I mean, there's a whole entire social network built around, like, not only, like, BDSM, but, like, fetishes and kinks in general. So
yeah.
There's a whole plethora of stuff that people are into, and, like, they don't even know they're into it, you know? Like, some people have, like, really hardcore, like, minute fetishes that they didn't even realize are fetishes.
So,
and, I mean,
so continuing
like that life.
So you like
an outlet.
But you prefer guy on girl if you want to watch porn. Now,
right.
Do you like? Would you watch black guy on girl porn or white guy on girl porn or non-black guy on girl porn?
Oh, God. I mean, this is toss-up, but if I had to choose,
do you ever watch
black on white?
Black on white. Oh, you like interracial?
Because that's hot.
You like?
Yeah, it's hot.
Interracial sex.
If I had to choose, but I mean, there's really like no preference.
I'm
you're
actually,
trying to like throw me into like a. Pigeonhole me here.
No, I'm just trying to pick your brain. Because I believe there's a different type of racism that's separate from regular racism. It's called porn racism.
Right, it's the fetishization of
I just can't get off to. I mean, I guess if I had to. If there was some new law passed and the only porn on the internet was black, I guess I could get used to it. But I never watch black on black porn ever. So I'm just kind of intimidated. I guess because I'm a white male, I am partially intimidated by the Mandingo sized machine. those aren't cocks. Those are like kickstands. All right, they're like third legs. These are tripods when they're hard. Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Like horses.
I mean, like when I was giving my ex boyfriend head, it'd be like, he's like, my dick makes your head look so small. Like it was sick, ridiculous.
Absolutely.
And I remember. You're very excited right now. But I remember, have you ever seen that picture of Shaquille O'Neal with his girlfriend coming out of the gym? And she's like this probably 109-pound, like tiny little petite woman, like next to Shaq, who's like, I don't know, how tall is he? Like 6'9"?
No. He's try more like.
He's 7. Is he 7 foot?
No, he's over 7 foot. He's like 7'1".
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's like a gorilla, like literally.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, when I used to do crack, I was a bellhop.
Oh, God, I love crack.
I was a bellhop at a five-star hotel that Van Halen stayed at while they were in town for one of their concertos. This is back during Van
Fantastic
Hagar.
Fantastic band, by the way.
And this is back during Van Hagar days. Anyway, handling their luggage, I drove the tour manager and the whole road and the road crew. Back then, Van Halen traveled in three planes. The Van Halen brothers had a plane. Hagar had a plane, and then the rest of the crew with the bass player had a plane. The manager, all the admin, whatever, all the behind the scenes people. So I took loaded up all their gear for everybody, and somewhere on the tour that they were on, Eddie Van Halen met Shaq. And Shaq gave Eddie Van Halen a signed, autographed pair of his shoes, and the shoes were size 23. I could literally,
that's
if I
insane.
Wanted,
oh my god,
two, I could have put my foot with inside that shoe easily. It was they were like miniature skis. It was insane. Yeah, it's the
that's crazy.
Days. Good
yeah,
time.
I'm like.
All right, we're only a half hour in. It's Ass Hurt Mac Fags and Vince in the Bay taking your calls. If you have any comments or questions, between the two of us, we pretty much know everything there is possible to know. So if there's something you have a question about, between the two of us, we can probably answer it. If you have a problem, we can solve it. We're ready. So call in. Don't be shy. Once again, 347-826-7667. Thank you to the chat room warriors. Oh, hang on. I got to do the chat room roll call thing. Where's Hammurabi been? He's been noticeably absent from my show, or is he just lurking now?
Did he get, like, shamed off?
What?
Did he get shamed off the show because...
Maybe. I always forget my
show. Because of the Russell League drama?
Yeah, usually. All right, here we go.
I mean, that happens.
Yep. Valiant efforts, of course, Assert MacFags at the top there. Catty.
What did I do?
No, I'm doing the chat room roll call.
Oh, weird. Okay, go.
Going alphabetical top to bottom. Okay, Catty Idiot, Crappy Air Mag, Cyber. Do you even ban FRD, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon, Gonzo, PhD in the building, Gorillas by Night, okie-do. Yeah. Yes, Tara, I had a show the other day. Eight. Majority Whip, Norwalk, who sent me some wacky questions. Brickville, USA. Okay. Bert. Big ups to Bert. Whoremouth. What's that? You out in the house. And last but not least, Z Cleaver. There you go. The lines are open. Don't be shy. We've got some great callers lined up. Assert, are you going to stick around for a little while?
Yeah, I'll be here. I got to take a call from a friend in a few minutes, but I'll stick around and then call back in.
Okay, good. Because we got a nice little lineup of callers coming up. We're going to get One Angry Jew on. Have you ever talked to a One Angry Jew?
I have not. I'm very excited. I've heard many great things.
Okay, so lined up in this half hour, we've got Assert MacFags meeting the One Angry Jew. And then we're going to bring on Shadow DXS, and I will do some post-game analysis. And then we'll continue. All right, so without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Piston Pilot, a.k.a. the One Angry Jew. What a do, Jew.
I don't even know where to start. Well, what is the purpose for the Jew's visit?
I don't know, dude. You called in. Why are you even here?
I have been summoned, apparently.
By who?
I'm not sure. Mentions in the chat room. Don't you know that I get mentions just like Twitter when my name is mentioned there?
So you basically you're telling me you were lurking in the chat room.
No, not at all.
No?
I was elsewhere. A fantastic evening tonight. I took my 5-year out to a gay bar.
Don't give a shit about your dinner.
We went to a gay bar. We had show tunes all night.
Have we said anything about the One Angry Jew at all for the first part of the show?
I didn't say it was said on the show. I said it was in the chat room.
I don't pay attention to the chat room. Why are you watching my chat room?
I'm not watching your chat room. I told you I get notified just like Twitter.
I'm telling you, by Twitter?
No, I get notified just like Twitter. Are you following me tonight? You all right? Just like Twitter, I get mentions. Like people say that I've been mentioned.
Well,
I get reports just like Twitter.
Wrong show. It was probably Goofy Bone. I don't know.
No, I don't think it was Goofy Bone. He never mentions me unless I'm right in his face. He's kind of strange that way.
Think about you.
What's that?
Never mind.
You're patriot egging. That's not my fault.
Hey, meet Assert MacFags. Assert, meet.
Is that a male or a female? Assert MacFags. Is that right or MacFags?
It's MacFag.
MacFags. God. You really that dense? You angry fucking Jew?
No, I'm not angry fucking Jew. I'm One Angry Jew. If you're looking for angry fucking Jew, you're going to have to look elsewhere.
I said, you angry fucking Jew.
And then I missed the comma in there. How are you with grammar?
Are you okay with grammar?
Are you mono a mono with grammar? What's that?
I'm strong to really strong.
Okay.
I don't really use grammar often.
You don't? How do you speak?
Of course not. Why would I?
Well, how do you speak with anybody if you don't use grammar?
I speak monosyllabically.
All Twitter, all her stuff, it sounds like mush talk.
Wow. That would be...
Yeah, no, it's fucking word salad, and that's how I like it to be.
That would be word tiring after a while, wouldn't it?
That's a great way to put it, word salad. You should patent that.
Let me tell you about the salad I had tonight. It was phenomenal. I don't know what kind of dressing.
Don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
I'm not talking about a salad.
But you should like come legit, just do a straight up cooking show. Your own. You can do it a half hour. Who cares? You don't have to pay for it. Just, you know, take out all your foodie porn stories on.
It is porn, isn't it? The whole foodie thing. It really is pornography.
Yeah, well, we like it, regular pornography here, not porn.
Well, that's for dessert, but it's definitely food sex. I had tonight, get this, I had pork cooked in straw with strawberries and strawberries and peaches. Would you ever think of mixing those together? Well,
sure.
What happened to Vince? He's been Patriot Egg.
Did he put us in the green room? He might have. I don't know.
Oh, well, let's see.
Sorry,
he does that.
I'm battling Anonymous on the internet right now.
You are? What's that like?
It's kind of tough.
Did you do that on purpose?
Of course I do.
Oh, I see.
I'd like.
Sometimes to... it's more fun sometimes than it is.
Yeah, it's an anonymous battle. What happened to you, Vince?
Oh, I was doing some multitasking there. I wanted to give big up.
Same as taking a piss.
Oh, I want to give a big up to Robotic Chaotic for tweeting. Spyco. DB Koopa, who
I'm really amazed at how you put up with all this. It's like it's almost as if somebody walked into the room and said, "I have head lice." This is what coming to your show is like now. It's, well, I have head lice, but if you go to Vince's show, there's lice everywhere, little trolls in the shape and form of tiny little lice.
So what's your point?
Hold on. Z Cleaver. What's Angry Jew's Twitter? Well, try One Angry Jew. That would be a good start. What's the point? I don't know. I had such a good night tonight. We had show tunes. I was in a bar with, I think it was 40 or 50 gay men and one couple.
That sounds about right. Yep.
I'll tell you what, though. Everybody could sing. Everybody could sing.
He lives in San Francisco. God damn.
This is in Philadelphia. Everybody could sing in this room.
Why do you think I'm in San Francisco? It's because I have a better percentage of straight men to straight women ratio.
If I had it all to do over again, I would have become... I would have done something in the theater. Because the ratio of gay men to straight men in the theater is just amazing. I would have been getting laid all the time just by the fact that there's no straight men in the theater. And all these gay men were singing all the songs, but with male lyrics. Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
Did you like the singing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked it. Am I green rooms or are you multitasking again?
I got you.
I have no idea.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell whether the talents of the one angry Jew are wasted or...
I'm sorry, guys. Amber, the stripper from Michigan, called in.
Oh, I need to talk to Amber. We have a discussion that never finished.
No, she's gone now. She called. I screened her, and well, I did more than screen her. But she's gone. Sorry, bro.
Why did you do that?
I want to give a big ups to DB Cooper, One Notice, Solar, and Earth of the World for tweeting out the show.
Dude, I talked to DB Cooper on IRC today. I went on a non-Vox or whatever.
Oh.
And he thought I was like.
Oh, such.
I don't know. I was in there trolling. It was pretty fucking funny. Like. I told everyone that I toted Tyler, and
in
they
the
all
IRC.
Believed me. In the IRC, correct.
The IRC's been around for 30-some years, maybe longer.
People,
yeah.
Don't you feel old when you go in there?
No. I feel old when I go in there. Kind of like you, probably.
You feel old when you do what?
Yeah, you and I feel...
No, I feel youthful.
Youthful? How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. What do you do all day?
I work in security industry.
Meaning what? You're a security guard or you work in the computer security industry?
I'm a security guard for the security industry and computers.
I see.
Got it.
So... You're comfortable working a card reader?
Yeah, exactly.
But you use a Mac?
No.
I do not use a Mac.
You do not use a Mac. Why not?
The whole point of her fucking handle, dude, assert Mac fags.
Listen, how would I know what that means?
All the Mac fags that she's fucking made butthurt.
Vince. When you speak that way, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. First of all, can you explain to me the use of the word fag by the trolls?
Hey, Vince, I'm going to go idle for a minute.
Old fag, new fag. Just start with that, because I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. We'll be back in a second.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Did I run her off?
Yeah, of course, dude. She's probably... you run
it back. I don't run everybody off. Amber, the stripper, loves me.
Now that she's got to bring on the clown, yeah, everybody, get ready. It's time for the halftime report.
Well, wait, you didn't run me off. I'm going to pick up my sushi.
Sweet. What kind of sushi? Did you get real sushi or you get sashimi?
Real sushi. Hold on, one sec.
Real sushi. Little rice or big rice? Extra wasabi. Normal.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
That's right. Let's do a little post-game analysis, if you will, or halftime analysis with our friend Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
What's going on, Vince? Nice show you got tonight.
Yeah. We opened it off, Assert versus the Jew. Pretty epic. I'm getting some very, very disturbing feedback from your end.
You getting what now?
I'm getting some weird feedback on... Okay, it's gone now.
Hold on. Let me go outside.
Anyway, Shadow, did you happen to catch that exchange between the Jew and Assert?
I caught the tail end of it, and I was not impressed with it at all. It sounds to me like we've got a Jew that doesn't comprehend what is considered internet culture talking to someone that clearly just doesn't give a shit.
Right. So, have you ever met the one angry Jew before?
I've heard him speak before, and I wasn't impressed with him then either.
Yeah, yeah. It's he's like you either hate him or you love him. They hate him.
Well, I don't particularly hate him. I don't care about his existence.
Yeah, just indifferent.
Yeah.
That's another angle. All right, well, let me put you on with the Jew. Go ahead, Jew. You're on with Shadow DXS. He's one of the most notorious trolls on the internet.
He's the most notorious what?
Like, he'll troll the shit out of you if he feels like it.
I'm the troll of all trolls. Please.
You're the what now?
I'm the troll of all trolls. I am the first troll. The unmoved mover. If you ever went to school, you know what that means.
So, you're saying that you're untrollable?
No, I am the original troll.
Well, original troll would be to equate that of original sin, which means that it's impenetrable to other sin, and therefore you couldn't be affected by a troll.
Well, that's the unmoved mover theory.
Okay, well, then I guess we're about to have one of them immovable objects meets, an unstoppable force moment.
All right, go ahead.
Something's gonna have fun here. And
I guess. I suppose. See, this is what I mean, Vince. It's like walking into a place and everybody's got head lice. Why would you even go there?
Go where?
Your show has become the haven for head lice.
Sweet.
Some people like to scratch their head, man. What's your problem?
I can't even hear that guy. He's Patriot correcting badly.
Am I really? Test.
So shall I tell you about my new find in teas? China white tea. Very soothing. Full of antioxidants. It's supposed to be really good for you.
Does it help the skin of your penis grow back?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Very nice. High five!
So tell me, what's it like to not eat bacon? I mean, how do you live with yourself at night?
This is the... Vince, are you still there?
No, he left us alone.
Well, then I must put myself back into the show.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Let's have a conversation. I mean, Assert MacFags is currently taking a sushi break, so, let's hear what the troll of all trolls has to say. I mean, I'm curious to learn from our older, much more decrepit generation. Did you finally have a stroke? Hello? Wow. So much for a troll of all trolls. This is kind of boring. I wish I could go see the chat right now, but I'm outside smoking a cigarette. More of you should call into the show. I tell you what, if you want to start up a topic, hit me up on Twitter. I can still receive that. pretty fucking lame. Now I'd better put my ass in the green room. I've been talking to nothing but fucking static. Go check the chat, see if anybody's still talking.
My God, I have a multi... Hello, are you guys still here?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out... I think Angry Drew Jude left.
No, he's still on the board. Did you guys think you were in the green room?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was somebody looking for me? I'll be right back.
Okay. Did you guys think you were in the green room?
Yeah, for a minute.
No, I've been in the green room the whole time. I want to bring on an old friend of the show, Diego. Diego, are you there?
What?
Diego.
What's that?
Welcome to the show, bro. What's going on?
Oh, I just got out of the bathroom. Oh, my God. I had, like, one of the best shits of my life. I swear to God. It was, like... Right as a turd was coming out of my butthole, like.
Are you the
like
kind of guy that takes pictures of those things and keeps it?
Well, I did when I was like 15.
I knew a guy who was in his 50s that was doing that. He was sending them back.
Literally, like
forth
a tear rolled down my face as the turd was leaving my butt because it felt so good.
Really?
Yeah. Like it was.
Do you prolong it by?
One of the best shits.
But wait a minute. Do you prolong it by trying to suck it back in and push it back out again?
Well, I've tried, but I don't. Is that possible?
Yeah, because that would be nirvana, I would think. Yeah,
God, that'd be like a pro.
Especially if it's one
like
of those.
Hair.
Yeah, if it's one of those pebbly ones, then you can just kind of pull it back in, and push it out, kind of like a reverse dildo.
Well, you know, when I was four, I used to take like really big shits that would like leak into the toilet and break them in half because I think they would clog up the toilet. So I had to unclog it by reaching in and breaking the
clogging the toilet is either a function of having a really big one or having no water in the toilet.
What?
Maybe you'd have one of those new toilets. They have one of those. You ever seen the new toilets where you push it one way for piss and push it another button for taking a dump?
I have never seen those or heard of those in my life.
I just saw one in my dentist's office. It was cool.
What?
It's
what
a two-button.
I want to go to that.
It's a two-button toilet.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah.
One now. So, like, does it specifically make like the those thingies bigger? So, like,
well, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing that I want to know: is number one for number one or number two for number two? Because I don't know which button is which. So it might be number one is number two. So when you push number one, you really get number two, which is less water than number one.
Why not do a trial and error?
I wasn't there long enough. When you flush the toilet too many times in a public place, people get kind of... they start to question.
Is it the question what you're flushing down the toilet?
Well, they want to know why this toilet's flushing so much. They think maybe you're getting rid of evidence or something.
And that's what I would be doing. Get rid of the evidence that I sucked someone's dick.
Now, where did you encounter a toilet like this? Is this on a plane or something?
I just said it was in my dentist's office.
And this is a toilet that has two different modes to flush?
It has two different buttons on it. One produces more water in the bowl.
You think you would just use the second one regardless?
Well, how would you know? I've never encountered a toilet like that. How would you know what button to push? You might push a button. You might get water shoot right up in your face.
They need to have directions on it.
Well, in my defense,
there are
no
directions on that. Have you ever been to a Korean house? Somebody's Korean.
No.
And they got all those things with the buttons on
North
the toilet.
North Korean or South
thing.
Korean? Because North Koreans
South
are the
Korean.
Ones that are like trying to kill me.
North Koreans don't even have toilets. What are you talking about?
Isn't like North Korea run by some dictator?
Maybe. South Koreans like to buy the seats with all the buttons on it. Water spritzes up in all directions. The seat gets warm.
That's pretty awesome. We should have a toilet with water.
Oh, yeah, I thought you would like that.
Yeah, like so then you don't have to even wipe yourself except for drying it off.
Wait a second. You use toilet paper?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Why?
Because I don't want shit all over my underwear.
Well, wait a second. If you got crap on your hands, would you use toilet paper to wipe it off, or would you use soap and water?
Soap and water.
Well, then why would you use soap and water on your ass?
Why would I use soap and water on my hands?
No, on your ass.
I don't.
I know you don't. I'm saying, why don't you? Let me say it again. Wait a minute. Let me say it again. If you got crap on your finger, would you wash your hands in a sink with soap and water, or go reach for a piece of toilet paper, wipe your finger down, and then go on and make yourself a chicken sandwich?
Because my ass is covered by, like, you know, my underwear and then my pants, and then nobody's going to be, like, looking in there unless I'm going to have sex. But if I'm going to have sex, I make sure to take a shower right before.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah.
Why would I wash my ass
with soap and water every time I take a shit? I mean, you know how much work that is?
No. Why is that work? Especially if you got one of those Korean toilet seats.
That's true.
Diego, turn off your jabber sounds.
Man, am I to understand that the one angry Jew has sex with a poopy butthole?
God, I need an explanation of that. And I know that voice. Let me see. That's a voice from the past, a voice I've heard many times.
Who passed?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I said who passed?
Do you have a dirty ass, Jew?
Never, but apparently the rest of you Americans are walking around with crappy asses, which I think is disgusting.
You want to put your finger in there?
No.
Yeah, I'm a lie. Whenever I'm broke and I don't have any toilet paper, I'll use soap and water. No.
I would do that if I was...
I'm really amazed that so many people are walking around with things hanging out there.
With what's hanging out of there?
Well, I would think it would be kind of itchy, wouldn't it? I don't know who's got the really bad patriot egging, but they got to fix that. Somebody's patriot egging badly.
Somebody's what?
Patriot egging.
Cutting in and out.
Yes, patriot egging.
Patriot Greg.
Patriot egg.
Patriot what?
Patriot Greg.
Patriot egg.
What does that mean?
Patriot Greg.
I'm going to say it again. Patriot egg.
Patriot egg?
You're not going to be able to
Patriot Greg.
All right, listen. Back to your butt here. So how long is it that you go between showers when you do
it?
It's about
an hour long showers every time.
And wait a minute. Which one is defecation? Is that number one or number two?
That'd be number two.
Huh?
Is that number one or number two?
What are you talking about?
Number one or number two? I never could figure out which one was which. People always say, no, number one. I don't know the difference.
Number one is shit, number two is shit.
And number two is what?
Shit.
Number one is shit, number two is shit?
No,
number one is pee, number two is shit.
Oh, I see. So number two is the worst of the two.
I'm guessing.
Right.
Don't even ask me what a number three is.
I have no idea.
Oh, diarrhea.
That's good. See,
diarrhea.
I don't know. I think Americans are disgusting. I think they just walk around and they...
Latin American?
Technically.
In San Francisco?
No, I'm not in San Francisco.
Wait, where are you?
I'm on the East Coast.
Wait, who are you? I thought this was Vince.
No, I'm the one angry Jew. I sound like Vince.
Wait, so who are you?
I'm the one angry Jew. I'm much more interesting than Vince.
Well, we're Vince.
How are you guys doing?
Vince could only wish that he was as interesting as I am.
Where's Vince at?
How's everything in the green room here?
Huh?
You didn't use the green room. Cut it out.
No, you guys been in the green room.
You cut it out.
Yeah,
nobody believes that.
Bobby and I have been talking about how much we want to see Meep Kitty Fucks.
All right. Well, you did it. Listen, you took a shot. You tried. It didn't work.
Wait. What was I just talking about?
I don't even know what's going on.
I want to talk about the meal I had tonight. I thought it was really good.
Hey, guys.
Denied. That topic is denied.
What do you mean that's denied? How could you deny a good meal?
Okay, you know what, you guys, after this song is over, I'll bring you guys back onto the show.
Oh, God, what song would that be?
Sorry to put you into the green room.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on?
All right, well, you saved me from watching Danny Bonaducci.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I don't even know what the green room is.
Well, do you remember Danny Bonaducci?
You come into the show, and I put you on, I pre-screen you. That's the screening room. I nicknamed it the green room.
And that has
taken
all over PTR. I must give you credit.
The Jew is on timeout. 2 minutes. Jew.
Oops.
2 minutes for being annoying as hell and not letting the host. All right. I was kidding. I'm not in the green room at all, except for me screening caller. Shadow DX has dropped off. Shadow, you were live the whole time. Trust me, dude. You can go back to the archives. But, oh my God. We pick this up and get to something a little more, evocative or almost erotic or stimulating. Let's get in some more. We're going to try to mix this up, do something a little more stimulating. What I'm going to do is today here in the Bay, there was a lot of heavy rain, and my favorite song to play on a rainy day, it's still raining here, I think, in some parts of the Bay, but my favorite song to play, what, listening to my show while they're on my show, what the hell? All right, everybody's getting muted. This is ridiculous. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Nikki Smokes a Lot. That's right, Nikki Smokes a Lot. She's going to be on. We're going to do a segment with her called basically Sex Facts with Nikki. I guess is the name of the thing. So get ready for that. But anyways, while we're preparing for that, I'm going to go into the green room and coordinate, let's say, with Nikki, and you're going to enjoy this tune by Jimi Hendrix, my favorite rainy day song of all time, which I listened to today and fap-napped too. All right, good night. I mean, we'll be right back.
Amen. Take a look out the window to the pastor. angels and preachers. Look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise is sing. The tune's flashing. Reaping the ducks can groove. Rain dirty in the parkside pool. And I'm bleeding out my windowsill. Digging everything. And I'm you too.
Merci de nous rappeler.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry about that. Hey, it's Vince of the Bay. We have got about 50 minutes left in the show, a little bit over 50 minutes. And the panel now that we're in the second hour consists of, the One Angry Jew, Assert MacFags, Nikki Smokes a Lot, and somebody else is waiting in the FRD is also on the panel. And what we're going to do now is Sexy Nikki is going to lead us in a segment on sexual factoids. So, Nikki, hey, are you there?
What's up, Sexy, then?
Nothing much. Kitten, how are you? Meow, meow, meow.
I'm feeling very sexy.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. An awesome sex show. Does it, Rose and I?
Oh, God. Girl sex show. That's okay. So, what sort of interesting tidbits are you going to share with the panelists here and the listeners?
You know what I read today and I found to be very interesting? That most men love it when a woman is giving them a blowjob and they use a small vibrator on the base of his shaft.
Yeah.
Kind of like a prostate massage, I guess.
Right. There's also cock rings for that.
Well, that would go on your penis. I'm talking about, you know, the very bottom.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, I've, you know, I've done it with, you know, while said participant is, you know, self-indulging with their toy.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, it's okay. What's the next one?
Next one. Did you know, on record, that the largest erect penis is 1.75
inches? 1.75 inches?
Yes, and the biggest is 15.5 inches.
There's a dude with a horse cock out there. It's insane. One Angry Jew, what do you think about that?
Apparently she's never heard of Long Dong Silver.
Oh, yes, I have.
24 and three-quarter inches.
Holy shit. Have you guys heard of sexomnia?
No. No, but I would like to go back to this vibrating shaft. You just figured that out?
No, I've known that.
How long?
Out there that don't know that. That's why I'm here on the free Jew. Huh?
How long have you known that?
For quite some time.
Well, how do you deal with it?
I know you like a finger stuck in your ass, too.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going with you, too. I like that. That's good. So who is this? This is Nikki?
Yes. Nikki smokes a lot of cuss.
Nikki smokes... No, that's not your name. Your name is Nikki Smokes a Lot.
No, my name is Nikki Cush.
It is?
Yes.
Are you in the chat?
Yes.
Does it say Nikki smokes a lot of Kush?
No, I did not change my name on the chat after I got married. I just left it as it is.
Why didn't? But you just said your name was Nikki smokes a lot of Kush.
My name is Nikki smokes a lot of Kush, but I started my Twitter before I get married. How hard is? I don't understand why this is so hard for you.
I don't know. Why don't you just open up a second Twitter account?
I don't want to.
Yeah, I would prefer that you be more authentic.
I beg your pardon?
I would prefer that you be more authentic.
I think I am pretty authentic.
Well, not if you Nikki smokes a lot, because you just said you Nikki smokes a lot of Kush. Even you got my five-year-old laughing at that. He thinks that's funny.
Yes, kids in the back now.
No, just one.
Are you babysitting?
No, he's mine. He thinks it's funny. Yeah, it's very funny.
Your kid is blowing up your spot, man.
He's been doing it all night.
Get the kid to talk about Obama.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to talk about it. I just taught him tonight that Obama killed the space program. He was not happy with that. And I couldn't. I really couldn't have him talking. I was in a room full of liberals. They were all gay. I was in a room full of 50 gay people. Well, gay men. There was one couple in there, but everybody was kind of wondering whether he was gay or not.
Typical week night for you?
It was a fine dining restaurant that had an upstairs piano bar, and it just happened to be full of gay people. I thought it was fantastic because the entertainment was great. Show tunes while we were eating dinner. It was wonderful. My son loved it. How many other five-year-olds at 10 o'clock at night get to go to a bar where it's full of gay people singing show tunes? Come on.
Wait a parent.
Evidently, you have never seen the movie Mame. I suggest you go out and rent it.
Whoa, what did you just say?
Suggest. Okay, another fact.
Nikki, this is your moment. Go.
Oh, I wasn't sure what was going on here.
I did it. We can move on to the factoid. What's the next fact?
Sexsomnia. Have you ever heard of it?
Sexsomnia. No, what does that mean?
Have you... How long has it been since you've had a wet dream?
Years.
Years?
Years, yes. Yes, years.
Okay. Most men stop having wet dreams in their teens. Women have them. I've talked to women in their 50s that still have them. And that's what sexsomnia is. I've actually woken up from deep sleep, grinding, and having an orgasm while I'm sleeping, dreaming of sex.
Oh, my God. I just came.
You just had a waking wet dream.
That was hot.
It's awesome.
Answer it. Does that ever happen to you?
Yes. All right. Most women, it does.
You know, it's funny. Nikki and Assert have a lot in common. They're both Bear fans. And,
Hell yeah. Chicago, baby.
Yeah, how are you guys not best friends?
We are best friends.
Yeah, dude.
We are.
Haven't you seen the Les Out video that they put on the net?
Negative.
Yeah, it's on X-Tube. Yeah, it's on Triple X Bunker and a couple other sites. It's pretty hot.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think Marijuana Happy Hour and the Wrestle League both were well represented in that film.
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's bring. Okay. Nikki, what's the next sex fact?
What the hell is it?
Huh?
I'm such a stoner.
God.
Did I miss one of them?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No. I had it right here. I don't know what I did with that.
Facts are different for everyone because everyone has their own, you know, kinks and what have you.
Totally.
Now, after
like, what stimulates me like is totally different from what stimulates other people.
Now, can you have an orgasm by breast stimulation alone?
I haven't, no.
Try it.
I might. Sounds amazing.
Wait,
it is.
Wait, Nikki, are you telling me you can have orgasms by just like me licking your nipples?
Yes.
You have our gratitude.
Crazy awesome. So jealous of her.
Yeah, my girlfriend can do that, Vince. Yeah, definitely.
Wow. I did not know this was so prevalent.
Yeah.
Shout out to nipple orgasms.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then you get these girls that can squirt.
I actually come from my nipples when they're too stimulated. It's fucking awkward as shit, but kind of a nice party trick.
Yeah, like for me, like I know Cheercoil would understand this, but like I get off more like mentally, like being submissive to a man, and that's like the dominant submissive relationship that like that Cheercoil was gonna have a show about last night, and. It doesn't necessarily matter if I, like... Okay, it doesn't matter if I orgasm, but... It's more of, like, I mean... The psychological... aspect to it. It's not just, like, hey, rub this way. It's more like, hey, you talk to me this way, you know. I guess not. I guess I'm alone there.
I'm sorry, what? I was fapping.
I'm saying, just fuck me hard, have fun. Wear condoms, or don't.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Fuck it, man.
Just go.
YOLO!
Now, I have to agree.
420.
I have to agree with Meeps. She just put up on the chat board, bitches love getting their hair pulled. Hell to the yeah.
Yes.
A major turn on. Doggy style, pull a woman's hair. Orgasm.
Or get their hair while getting face fucked. Nice.
That's pretty nice, too. Pretty big on the old glazed donut.
Hammurabi, stop talking.
What?
Am I fucking this up for you, dude?
Big time.
All right.
Yeah. What else turns me on? I think, like, said, like, assume the position and, like, know what he's talking about.
Assume the position? Being told to assume the position turns you on?
Well, I mean, like, not necessarily those words, but, like, he's like, you know what to do. And
that's
we both know.
That's kind of hot when you think about it, being with somebody for a while, and they just look at you and be like, hey, assume the position. I'd be like, fuck yeah!
Like, yeah, we're by, like a chair in the living room, and he's like, you know what to do.
Oh, a man sitting in a chair, straddling him, hot.
Yeah.
Oh. cowgirl and reverse cowgirl.
Yes.
That is the best.
Love them.
The woman.
Okay. Ask her bags.
At the same time, just bouncing out of my cock while. She has either got her bullet or is just playing with herself or whatever. You know, one hand playing with herself, the other one, you know, gripping a tit. You know, that's just where it's at, man. That's like the ideal position.
Whatever, man.
It's awesome.
Great.
You move around a lot during sex.
Ass hurt. I have one of your friends on the line. Do you want to say hi to him?
Who?
Dutch Minotti.
Oh, shit, yeah.
All right. Welcome to the show, Dutch Minotti. You're live with Asser. Shit, how about it?
Hey, hey.
Hey, Dutch.
I am Dutch, very Dutch. Well,
can you hear my e-crush?
Yes, you
know.
I am. I just can't sleep.
Yeah.
It's almost 7:30 over here, but, you know.
Wait, 7:30 a.m.?
No problem.
Yeah.
Just listen to my show for about 20 minutes, and you'll fall asleep. No problem.
All right. I'll just listen then. I don't have much to say anyway. I just wanted to say hi to my babe.
Aww.
You guys seem to have romance going on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
How am I supposed
not just
to get
on Twitter. On
the Netherlands.
To the point where Dutch is hanging out in Wrestle League, tiny IRC.
Yeah. No, we're clicking on all the right internet levels.
To see, GNAA and Wrestle League potentially.
Anonymous.
The co op.
Yeah, we're going to take out Anonymous.
They're so fucking annoying. They're fucking annoying, Vince. Really annoying lately.
They're pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the most blunt sense of the word. They're very, very dumb.
That's about it. But hi, Dutch. How's it going?
Hello. Well, I don't know. I'm just tired, I suppose. I mean, I've been on Twitter most of the day with you, you know, taking out anonymous members and stuff, you know. But
yeah.
Now I'm just, you know, so, I don't know, energetic still.
So you work like the night shift in the Netherlands?
I used to work in a hotel as a, how do you say it, a porter, night porter, whatever you want to call it. And I
really?
basically had to stay up all night, so I'm used to it. But yeah, it's almost Christmas, so it would be better if I could, you know, get into my old sleeping pattern. But
I don't think
that's gonna happen.
I used to do the night shift at I used to be a CNA.
Ooh.
I used to be like a nurse's assistant.
All right.
And did the night shift at a dementia ward.
All right. Hey, by the way, it's just me and you talking right now on the show, or are we in a different channel?
Yeah. No,
What's the weirdest place you ever saw anybody take a shit as a CNA?
I don't know, honestly. I never found any, like, really weird shit.
Like in a dementia ward, you would think they would do some pretty outlandish things with their, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, we tried our best to make sure everyone had their diapers changed, et cetera, and kept an eye on everyone.
Okay.
I don't know. We were good. We're good. We were good workers. I wasn't.
Right.
Because my grandpa has Alzheimer's, so, I mean, I don't want to... I'm not the kind of neglect.
That shit is weird, you know? That's some stuff right there. That's, pretty powerful shit. I don't know what the hell goes on inside the brain to make it shut off like that, but man, it's scary.
Yeah, it's just like synapses just stop working, and one by one they just start going. It's bad. But anyways, I don't want to get too serious.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to make a joke there, and yeah, wow, sorry about that.
Hey guys, we'll live it. Let's bring back the Jew from time out. Go ahead, Jew. Has this on hold on Skype? Fine.
that was the Jew groove.
You want to hear that?
Dutch. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Turn that back up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, baby, I'm rubbing my Jew nipple all over that gay bar stool. And there's some guy I just met babysitting my kid. Jew night at the gay bar. Come on down, baby.
I just started doing the porno fuck voice.
Oh, okay. Here, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, fuck me. I'm done.
to do.
All right. So the Jew's got us on hold. He's probably... Is there another show on right now? Is Goofy on or somebody? He's probably...
I don't know.
It's called...
I love that song, though.
Yeah, it's a great... It's a classic.
I'd play that for my wedding.
Bring on... if it couldn't get any worse, kids, we've got a half hour left, and now we're joined by Spyko. What's up, Spyko?
What's going on?
Christ.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Spyko.
Listen, you know I got to brush my teeth, girl.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I crashed 360.
Who's on right now?
All right, I'll give you
the rundown. Sexy, girl.
I'll give you the rundown. We get the 1-8-1-8.
Yeah.
Right now.
Uh-huh. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sort of Patriot Greg.
All right.
But you're clear now.
Yeah, that's... Are you there?
Who's the female?
What?
Hello.
Who's the female? Hora was supposed to call in tonight.
Yeah, what's up, bro? I'm right here.
Are you whore or are you the female?
I'm both, bro. What do you mean?
That's hot.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What's up? What's your Twitter?
How was work today?
Work? I didn't fucking work today. Are you kidding me? Texans were playing.
Oh, right.
Shit, and Cowboys too. Hell yeah, you gotta represent that Texas.
Do you like my big pickle jar lid nipples?
I haven't seen them yet. You got to tweet that at me, at SPYC0.
All right. Tweet incoming, bro. All right.
But for real, who's the female?
Jimmy's, but not me. Okay.
You're Patriot Green, dude.
Oh, fuck. The Illuminati.
Am I clear?
Hey, let's come up. Quagmire, what's up, Laszlo? What do you got for us?
Laszlo P. Quagmire, Esquire, attorney of law at your service. What's going on, Vince?
Well, just talking about Pierce Morgan and agents tonight. What's your take on Pierce Morgan?
You're breaking up. What is my take on what?
Here's more.
Opinionated. Needs to go. I don't like him. You know, I think if you're going to be a journalist, you have to be objective, and I don't think he's very objective. I think he's quite opinionated, and there's no place in journalism for opinionated people. They're there to report it, whether they like it or not.
Spyko on timeout for typing really loud.
Yes, loud typing is distractive, very distractive.
Communism.
Communism could work if people weren't so, well, really? selfish.
You don't know shit.
I'll second that motion.
Well, I don't have to know shit. I'm just a guest. I'm not the host. So talk to the host about it.
Oh, they've already,
word.
Already done that. It's a show, dude.
Yo, is it weird that I'm drinking coffee vodka?
Laszlo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is that
barely.
Weird?
There's a lot of noise behind you, but go ahead.
Oh, that was Dutch capitalist.
There we go. Now I can hear you.
Okay. Dude, Dutch, I got you on mute because you got mad.
Where's Dutch?
What?
Huh?
Dutch is still here. I just put him on a second.
No, it didn't sound like them.
So, Laszlo, tell us about your show real quick.
Laszlo on the radio. It's an open forum, open chat. You call up and give me a subject, and we'll discuss it. No category is too tame or too wild. I'm on every night from 10 p.m. to midnight Central Time. Call up and talk. Call up and listen. Have a good time.
Right on. Thanks a lot for joining us, Laszlo. Appreciate the call. Okay, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. We got Spyco in the building.
Hey, what's up?
You also have a lot of background noise.
I have a lot of background noise?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, hold on. Let me turn off my air conditioner and stuff. Computer fans.
Is that guy again?
What?
Who the fuck is this?
I sent you a Twitter of my tits.
Oh, did you? I don't want to touch the keyboard right now. But has my background noise gone down?
Your tits are hot, by the way.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I'll go check them out in a second. But when people call in, the point is you're supposed to create conversation. You know, you're supposed to call in with something in mind. You know, so it keeps the show going. Not call in to plug your shit and then just be like, well, I don't know, whatever you want to talk about. That doesn't make for good radio. I mean, that's just my two cents on, you know, radio.
Question.
What's up? Is it Hammy?
What would you like to talk about?
Me? Fucking brushing teeth, but I can't do that.
You want to discuss dental hygiene?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk dental hygiene with Psycho.
Do y'all floss your teeth? How many people floss their teeth? I don't. You know, you probably should, but I don't. I just brush for 6 hours a day.
I floss maybe once a week.
Really?
That's terrible.
It's terrible? Like every day? Who is this? Is this Asherds?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Asherds? Beautiful woman, you.
Hi, Psycho.
What's up, beautiful?
You and your sock accounts. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Me? I don't have sock accounts.
Okay. Please. Spare.
I got them for days.
Ended up following, like, 8 of your socks.
A lot of people follow.
It's fucking hilarious when I see it. I'm like, that's Spyco's side. And what blew my mind is they're all in succession.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'll tweet them all out, like, at the same time. Same message. It's just to blast people.
Oh, I know.
Like, it's very transparent. Like, you're not trying to trick anyone.
No, people can block them, you know? And I also put my name in most of them. And I put even my phone numbers in one of them.
I know. Fuck.
Are you lonely?
People would call me more often. Like, I put
my phone number
a lot.
I like the prank calls. Blitzkrieg used to prank call me before we were, like, really good friends, you know? To Blitzkrieg. He used to prank me. He'd call up and just start playing techno or Rick Roll or fucking, you know, the V for Vendetta song. He used to piss me off. Because some anonymous is calling.
Dude, I remember when I was like 13, I used to hang out like AFNET and like, you know, like other dangerous networks, etc. And I was already like a rebellious teenager.
Oh my god!
And then
wait,
I got
wait,
like
docs. Hold on. Were you a male or female? Because you're trapped. What evolution period were you at that time?
Okay. I was a male. I didn't transition until I was 22. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I'm 26 now, so.
So you were a young buck, a lad, on EFNet, you know, the fucking most dangerous fucking network there is. No services, fucking. You gotta hold your channel or get DOSed. You know what I'm saying?
What? You know, you ran with your crew and it was fun and whatever. And I got doxxed and it was funny and
And you embraced your doxxer, right?
Well, people started calling my house, people started calling my mom and were like, yo, asshurt is gonna kill you and stuff.
That's not cool. It's cool whenever they, if it's a bad person, you know what I mean? It's all right to do a little bit of mischievous shit to families, but not that much. And, I don't mind when people fucking come at me and shit, you know?
Right,
oh,
exactly.
Hey, Vince. Agent Sabu is requesting you in tinychat.com/shadowdxs. The one that, found out your phone number.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's calling you out. He's trying to get you up in here so you can get your IP again.
God, you people on your IP.
Yeah.
Not me. Anyway, I'm saying Agent Sabu. I'm sorry. Just a heads up.
My mom was like, you're trying to kill me. And I was like, no, it's the internet. And she's ever since then, she's understood that.
Oh, okay. So that was the period where you were like, I do some things online and I'm sorry if these are the repercussions, but these are the people, and you cannot believe them, basically.
Right. I went to my grandparents' house for Christmas once, and they're like, don't be surprised if the FBI shows up.
That's funny.
So, whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Nobody gives a fuck.
No, everybody self-doxes now, too. Vorbis, Blitz, everybody, that we know. If they haven't been doxxed, if they're fucking professional, they're not going to get doxxed. You know what I'm saying? And if they do, people will fucking swarm their asses and take them the fuck out. But, Borbis, Tablitz, me, a whole bunch of ReaperSec, a whole bunch of, ProSec back in the day, and even Russell League, they literally put it up on first name doxx, last name Ben a while back because it takes the fun out of doxxing somebody. Whenever, you do it yourself. So.
Right.
You're not truly free until you've been doxxed. You know what I mean?
Can I
talk?
I would love if, people.
No, you can't talk right now, Vince. Sorry. Me and her.
I want people to, please get my social security number and, ruin my credit score.
The thing about that is, if you have bad credit already, you can get that shit reset if somebody ruins it worse. You know what I mean?
Amazing. See, it's a double reverse.
Yes.
It's a Malaysian alley-oop.
Absolutely.
Over again.
Was that a vibrator in the background? I heard a bzzz.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. It was Diego on Tiny Chat. He had a vibrator or something. I love Diego. What up, Diego? Big ups.
Diego's so gay. It's awesome.
It is. He's the Wrestle League official gay member.
Yeah, totally.
We need a Jew and we need a black person now. A real black person. We got Tyrone, but he has a split personality, you know what I'm saying?
I'll bring my ex-boyfriend then.
Oh, nice.
He's
in Tiny Chat or on air?
We'll see.
See what happens. Nice. Look at that. I'm getting the exclusives. I'm getting the exclusives for you, Vince. Do you have a word to say, Vince?
No, you know what you're doing for me? You know what you're doing for me? You're alienating listeners, and people I'm getting private messages saying, could you please get this douchetard off the show. It's boring the balls off me.
I'm just
no
seeing a bunch of people saying, I'm seeing a bunch of people laughing and saying, la, la, la. I'm seeing Russell League laughing about it because they know what's up. And I've been telling you, you need to cycle fucking people, when it's time to say, all right, we're going to bring on whatever and just cycle them. Fucking cycle them. Keep cycling.
coming out, Spyco. We're going to bring on somebody else. Appreciate the call. I'm going to check back in real quick with Dutch Minotti. Dutch Minotti, anything you'd like to add?
No, not really. Sorry. No, I don't think I don't have anything to add at the moment.
Hey, Dutch.
Dutch.
You have nothing to add?
Not much, no. Why?
No.
I mean, I can say shit about Anonymous, but, you know.
What do you want to say about Anonymous?
Well, you know, in the beginning, in 2008, I think late 2007, I was part of Anonymous, and, you know, it was still, you know, we still had a bit of a, you know, a goal towards, you know, trying to take out governments and stuff, that sort of thing. But at the moment, they just attack, you know, whoever they want. And like for example, I don't know if you've seen it today, but today, I don't recall the name of the operation, but I think it was like Operation Roll the Roll or some shit like that. And they just got this they basically defaced this website. And I mean, anyone can do it, but they just, you know, made it out to be some sort of master hack. And I don't know. It's just really annoying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to report butthurt detected. Spyco, major butthurt detected. Very mad. I hung up.
It happens. I don't have the chat log open. Let me look at it.
He will complain.
There you go.
Mixing it up and like jumping from callers. So I got rid of him and brought on Dutch. And called back in and was all butthurt. So.
Dutch.
Bless more, dude.
All right. Glad I got to talk to you, Dutch, so before you went to bed.
No problem.
Yeah, do you guys want a little one-on-one time in the green room or something? I can arrange that.
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know, Finn.
Do you want to do it right here? Like, and so we can just...
But we are the show right now, so what are you going to do without us?
Turn on the lights, set the mood, light some candles.
No, but seriously, is this what you do, basically, you know, during your show? You just have pretty much a big conference call with people?
Yeah, it's kind of...
Is that what you do? Or?
That's a conference call for retards.
All right. Fair enough.
So right now, we're getting ready to go into overtime, and we have two lovely ladies that are going to be joining us. We have Whore, and that's fun.
All right.
Very lovely young lady. And we also have Nikki Smokeslut, who's going to come back and talk more about sex.
Okay. I personally am a big fan of sex. I don't know if you knew that, but...
Yeah, so you...
Big fan.
Discourse.
Big fan of sex.
So, if anybody that called in wants to hear the overtime portion, you got 10 minutes right now to call in, and because the live broadcast is going to end at the top of the hour. So, just putting that out there, folks.
So, Vince, can I do like a little mini interview with Dutch here?
Yeah, do it right now.
Okay. So, Dutch, how did you get involved with the Gay Nigger Association of America?
I was 2 years ago during the riots in London. I sort of joined in with them. And 2 years later, I basically started the Sandy Hook crew on my own. And they pretty much joined in with me. And then Leon, he sort of invited me into the IRC channel. And, you know, we started talking. I liked him. He liked me. You know, we had a gay feeling for each other. And, you know, and then he asked me if I wanted to become a member. And I said, yeah, sure. There you go.
Nice. So did you ever... Did you have to memorize the movie and report back?
I know I shouldn't be saying this, but I watched the first 10 minutes of the movie, and I couldn't watch it anymore because it's so fucking shit. So, you don't have to watch the movie to become a member. As long as you can pretend to be, you know, a gay nigger on the internet, that's fine enough. Thing.
As long as you can be an inspiring young black man, you're fine.
Yes, I am. Well, on the internet, you know, in real life, I'm just a white guy, a tall white guy, but that's about it.
That's great. So you were involved with the Sandy Lou crew, correct?
Yeah, I started it.
I mean, I don't want you to, like, reveal anything, but, I mean, Sandy Lou crew was a GMAA operation.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. I know there was a God of Luke crew that followed, and
it's quite funny because we basically did the same thing 2 years ago, but with a few other people, and and it also got reported into what they call some British newspapers. They reported on it, and they did it again this year. And it's just, you know, the exact same tactics we used. And, you know, it's just, we just say stupid shit like, you know, I walk into a building, I stole, you know, a baby, a white baby. And you know, or if you, you know, you have people like Alex Jones who take it up in their show and they're like, you know, oh my God.
Oh my God,
yeah. You know, that sort of thing. Yeah. But Alex Jones is an idiot. It's
that
funny.
Was the best thing I've ever seen. Not ever, but you know what I mean. It was fucking fantastic.
I loved it. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'm a troll, and when I can get attention from a troll, then, you know, I get a fucking hard on. So when people write articles about you and you've got people like Alex Jones, you know, having an item in his show, that's just funny as fuck.
Absolutely. And like, Alex Jones is like a fucking DHS troll.
Yeah. I know. And his son is also part of Anonymous, so, you know, it's always good to troll him as well. I mean, Alex Jones in general. And then if you can troll some Anonymous people at the same time. Yeah. But yeah, I actually... Like, during the Sandy Lou crew, we actually had Anonymous members try to, you know, de-troll us, if you want to call it that. You know, they tried to expose us for, you know, who we are or were. And, you know, that's just...
Wait, they tried to de-troll us?
Well, yeah, the whole Sandy Lou crew thing. Like, they were the ones on Twitter that were sort of, you know, spreading around that we were all trolls and it was fake and that sort of thing. So that's... You know, that's, you know, another side of Anonymous. You know, you've got the...
That's why Anonymous has, like, lost its way.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the beginning, a lot of people that are now part of, you know, splinter groups such as GNNA and, you know, Rusty, or what do you call it again? Fucking Rusty League. No, Russell League. Fucking hell. and other groups. I think
mixed up. You don't want to mix up those crews.
I'm sorry. No, but I'm just saying.
It could save your life.
I'm just saying. I mean, like in the beginning, everyone was part of Anonymous, but then after a while, you know, people started to get really annoyed by shit Anonymous did, and they just started to, you know, start their own groups and stuff. And I think, you know. I think it's sad that Anonymous has turned out the way it is now. But, you know, it's just another target for me. That's just
pretty
cool.
Much. Yeah. I mean, I was around before Anonymous. And I got a life during, like, Anonymous's inception. And then I came back. I, like, disavowed my life. I came back to the internet after... Yeah. But I mean, I was in the internet in 2000, to, well, like 99 to like 2004. The internet, came back, and Anonymous is like badass as shit. And then all of a sudden, Anonymous is fucking terrible, and they're just awful.
Yeah.
And nobody's down for fucking screwing with shit, and I don't know.
Yeah, another thing, you know, there was, like, you, on my Facebook, for example, I saw loads of people, you know, saying, like, we are Anonymous, you know, that sort of thing, and then I was like, all right, now it's time for me to step out, because that's just fucking ridiculous. That's, you know,
it's what?
No, like, in 2009, 2010, you saw a lot of people, or at least I saw a lot of people on my Facebook that said shit like, you know, that basically had that whole, you know, Feed for Vendetta mask up their profile and shit, and saying shit like, we are Anonymous, Legion, blah, 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 that sort of thing.
And, you know what? I have to interrupt you for a second. I see that Crappy Airbags is dropping links to personal information pages, and that is not acceptable in my chat room. So he's got 2 minutes. 2 minutes for dropping personal information links. Anyways, back. Oh, actually, I want to bring on. I have Arthur back. Back.
Yeah.
Dutch, Minotti. Yeah. And now we're joined by Whore. What's up, Whore?
Oh my God.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Definitely loud and clear. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
So much better.
Pretty good.
Fantastic. Oh, you sound so pretty.
That's after MacFag's shot.
Thank you.
So what's going on tonight?
Hold on a sec. I have such a lag. Let me move somewhere real quick.
By the way, are we in overtime yet, or is this still the show?
Almost there. We get, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting dangerously close to being the time. Overtime starts in 4 minutes. So if you want to keep listening, call them up. To show, okay. Drop back with us, and we also have Nikki. Hey, Nikki.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Barely.
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you. You're just a bit laggy.
Laggy? Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, not all at once, either.
Who's out here?
That's
yep.
Minotti, or you, Nikki, and the Assert MacFact. And we're about to sign out, say sayonara to our live listeners. Thank you so much for it was kind of a random show tonight, and appreciate all the interaction. Thank you, Dutch, for coming in. That was very special to here. I hope you will call back again. You're actually not the first GMAA member to call.
I know. I think I was in on that call as well. I think we, Leon, me, and another guy, I think it was Rory, we basically called in during the Sandy Lucro thing. If I'm correct.
Do you have any thoughts you'd like to say to the five listeners before we go off the air?
Yeah, if you're in Anonymous, quit.
Perfect. Poor Donald Trump.
I'm sorry. Did someone say my name?
Okay. You know what? We're gonna sign off. Thank you for listening, live listeners. We're now going into overtime. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The fun starts.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah, boy.
Ah, yeah, nigga.
Yeah, I think, Uh-oh.
Girl, you better stop. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Shit.
Yo, Dutch.
Yo.
Still here.
I'm still here.
Great. What time is it here?
It's 8:00 in the morning.
Oh my God. Fucking 1 AM here.
Fucking docks. They were 7 hours apart.
Just 7 hours.
Wow. It is indeed.
We're both pretty like badass trolls, like.
Well,
troll love is forever.
Oh yeah. But yeah, the thing is, I can't see what happens in chat because I've been banned from Block Talk Radio a long time ago. But. Did anything happen? Like, were people getting annoyed by the fact that I said, you know, shit about Anonymous or? Well, not really.
Wait, in chat.
The general consensus. It's weird. My show has gone from being for a while there, it was like a pro Anonymous show.
Yeah.
It slowly turned into an anti Anonymous show.
All right. Interesting.
It'll be mixed results. I honestly try to keep it anonymous, neutral. I try to keep it just neutral, period. I mean, I consider this a journalistic endeavor. I'm a... Okay?
Okay. Because, in general, the general perception, just, you know, what I hear from other people is that, you know, you're some... I don't want to call you, a sort of a radio spokesperson for Anonymous, but, you know, for some reason, a lot of people have the feeling that Anonymous does, you know, come to you for their, I don't know.
For their entertainment?
I suppose, yeah.
Or for their shit-talking, gossiping?
I don't know, both maybe, I don't know. But well, yeah,
I wouldn't say it's a, well, yeah, there's definitely, I certainly have tons of Anons on the show, still have tons of Anons that call him. But I try to stay kind of. I play devil's advocate. I always have. I'll whatever opposite point of view there is. Like,
uh-huh.
We lost the whore. She dropped. Oh. I guess she wasn't into the Anonymous talk, but we got to wrap up the Anonymous talk so we can get some more sex facts. From Nikki.
All right.
But, shit, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I used to get trolled, not so much by Anonymous, but the cat crew, or I guess like a subset of Anonymous or whatever. They, because right around the time that the Operation BART protests were going down, I started doing radio shows about it, and I was interested in it. I was totally down with it, and I participated in some of those protests because they were very I got into it. I did shows about it, and then, you know, by virtue of that fact, Euronon News and all that crew, the cabin crew, Jackal and them, latched onto my show, and they would call in, and we had people, those protests, like Scott Wolf and the guy from what's the group? The anti-BART. There's this group that wants to disband the BART police. And, I guess we're not going to have any sex talk. We lost Nikki and Whore. They must be off out somewhere. But whatever.
Yeah, I used to be part of...
I wouldn't consider myself a part of Anonymous. I just consider myself a participant in that that particular protest. Those Anons that called on my show eventually became like the Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really feeling Occupy Wall Street from the beginning. I was like, this smells fishy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it turned into a train wreck. I mean, the only moral fiber that came out of that whole mess was when they got the whole 1% versus the 99% catchphrase thrown out there into the political lexicon. You know, that's about it. They pissed off a lot of people. A lot of people latched onto them for street cred, like literally street cred, like Michael Moore and Russell Simmons and what's the other guy? Cornel West. These are all huge Obama supporters going down there, and a lot of those kids down there fucking hate Obama. You know, they don't like Obama just as much as they don't like George Bush. So, but these guys go down there. But there's enough of them down there that are, you know, stargazed and will listen to these people. So they just sort of go down there for their little photo op, and then what? A year later, they're back on the trail, pumping their chest for Obama to be reelected. It was just retarded. Just like the Tea Party. The Tea Party started off as a good concept, a good grassroots idea. You know, smaller government, fiscal responsibility. I mean, like, who is not? You know, who can't be persuaded by that? But it got hijacked by the goddamn Fox News crowd, and that sort of waste. And I'm kind of glad to see that whole Tea Party thing is starting to fall apart now too. It lasted longer than the Occupy, but it's pretty much coming apart, it seems. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard, but do you know Dana Loesch?
No.
Well, Dana Loesch, Dana Loesch, however you say her name, she's like one of these hardcore Tea Party talking heads.
No, I don't know.
Total bitch, and she's hardcore conservative, and she's been like an editor-in-chief at Breitbart.com for like the last 2 or 3 years, and now she's suing Breitbart.com to get out of her contract and get money from damages and all this shit. So that whole family is just falling apart. There's a lot in that little right-wing blogger Tea Party community as well.
Okay.
And then you got Alan West, who was like running the Tea Party, and he lost re-election, you know, was being a sore loser and wouldn't concede for like the longest time. Jim DeMint, who was like one of the old boy Republicans in South Carolina, who embraced the Tea Party and totally put his stuff. And quit. What else? Fox News related. They fired. Who did they fire? They fired Carl Rove and Dick Morris, which I have to give Fox News credit for that, because those guys were either totally lying out of their ass, you know, talking shit out of their ass. They were totally lying every time they opened their mouth, or they were completely, they're dumb shits and they were completely wrong about everything. But you probably don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, you don't even know who these characters are, because do you guys get Fox News out there?
The only American TV channel we get is CNN.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's CNN World.
Yeah, I've seen that. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, do you know Ghost Politics by any chance? You do, don't you?
God, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be part of his true capitalist army. And I'm saying this with a lot of shame, but, you know, I used to be part of that.
How do you feel about Ghost now?
I was one of the ones that, you know, got him off Twitter, so I don't feel, you know, I don't have any, you know, positive feelings for that guy. He's an idiot. He's a dickhead.
Barrel roll! Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, a lot of people just know him from his radio show, and that's, you know, where I first, you know, heard about him as well. But after a while, I think in January, we started to go to a Pell Talk, and he started his own room, and, you know, we started to organize shit. But, you know, after a while, I just realized that we were sort of turning into his own personal army.
Absolutely.
And what happened in the process is that he was selling fake promises to people, and people got really excited and stuff. You know, we were going to, you know, I was going to go to a website for, you know, Capitalist Army and stuff, and he was going to invest some money into me and another guy, and we would make a website and shit. And after a while, you know, he just started to act weird and shit, and he started to screw a lot of people over. And then, you know, me and a few other people can actually do shit instead of, you know, just shout. We, you know, started to harass him on Twitter and stuff, and dox him and that sort of thing. And, you know, he's suspended on Twitter now. And that's basically because of me and another guy. But, you know, he doesn't have any right to be on Twitter anymore, in my opinion, because the only thing he was doing was, you know, fear-mongering. All the fucking time. And, you know, I'm not the only one who is sick of it. But I was one of the ones that, you know, took action against it. And I'm glad that I did.
Yeah. Ghost loved me. I was his favorite.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna lie, as a radio host, you know, it was pretty entertaining, but as a person, you know, he's just an alcoholic. Like, he was always drunk. He was always drunk on a microphone. Like, I mean, in you know, outside of the show, when he was at home with his wife and stuff. You know, he's an alcoholic. And that's, you know, that's no lie.
Yeah, that's self-medicating. He's compensating for something.
Yeah, he is.
It's sad. But you know what? It's probably that shit that's made him so fucked up that makes him also so creative and
true.
And interesting.
Yeah, true.
You gotta take,
like, you know, the whole shit with the engineer and stuff, that was pretty brilliant.
Yeah, he's a very creative mind. I was really disappointed there at the end. When he rage quit Twitter, essentially, he just, like, lashed out at everybody. And, you know, he was totally rude to me. And,
yeah,
like dropped docs up, posting some link to an article about me. I'm like, dude, this is old. What are you, fuck are you trying to do, man? You know, like, I was, you know, it was because I was trying to argue with him about something. And, you know, if you challenge his authority,
he gets mad.
Yeah, he'll just ad hominem attack you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main reason why he was so mad at you know, that point you were talking about is his personal emails and all the emails, the email address is linked to Lock Talk Radio, Twitter. You know, I don't know if you still remember, but I think in September, August or something like that, there was like a big Yahoo hack. And, like, you know, a lot of email addresses got hacked and stuff with passwords and stuff. And his email was one of them. And that email contained his BTR information, his Twitter, links to his other email addresses. And someone just hacked it. I mean, I didn't do it. But, I mean, if it was me, then, well, that would have been brilliant. But I still have access, you know, to his belt. Deltark account.
I saw somebody put that info on a pastebin. I saw that.
Yeah, true. That was, I'm not sure who it was. I think it was NCF that found it out first. That's, you know, another group.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of retards, but.
I haven't really, thankfully, I don't think I've really encountered them.
No, they're just, like, they are sort of associated with the GNAA. But not I wouldn't say associated, but they, you know, they are sort of like, you know, they help out us, we help out them, that sort of thing sometimes. And not all members, but just a few. So a few members are part of both groups, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
I guess pollinate or collaborate once in a while.
So yeah, exactly. But I'm strictly GNA. Like I actually met. What's her name again? I fucking, like, Esherd MacFaxes. I can't remember her name. I'm just going to call her Esherd, I suppose.
Esherd MacFags.
Is she still in there, or did she drop out as well?
She says, sorry, I accidentally hit something and hung up. And all gone. Whore was here. She dropped off. He dropped out. So we never had the sexy time we were hoping.
It's too bad.
Yeah. Travesty.
Yeah, but Ghost, I mean, you know, he was, like, that's the thing. He could have done so much more with his talent, but he just fucked it up, I suppose.
He had a really good shtick, you know?
Yeah.
But, well. You know, there's a lot of talent wasted out there all the time.
True. Very true.
Let's take this caller here. There's somebody with their hand up. Caller in the 832.
My God, that would burn.
Dude, it's Spyco.
It makes it like chemical fish.
Wait, dude, what?
It won't smell nasty, or as nasty. It'll smell like fucking dirty snatch and Febreze. You get a... No, son. This is what you do. You get a fucking water bottle, you know, some mix, you know, to make it a little fresher, and you fucking... Right? Hey, whore, get on mic. You sound beautiful, whore. Oh,
okay.
Shit.
In a tiny chair. All right, fuck that. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with, Dutch, before we...
Podcast? I'm coming to bed. It's 8:20 over here in the morning, so I think it's time for me to get some sleep.
Up all night.
Hey?
You've been up all night?
Yeah, but, you know, I woke up at 6 p.m. this afternoon, so it's not, you know, a big surprise that I'm still up, but, you know, I just spend a lot of time with American people, you know, and most of them are you know, 6 hours behind at least. So, you know, then your whole sleeping pattern gets fucked up in the process. But I don't mind. It's an African holiday now anyway, so.
Yeah. I hear you. Hey, what kind of music do you like?
I'm mainly into hip-hop.
Like, what are some of your favorite hip-hop artists?
You know, I'm into JC a lot, you know. Not his, you know, his new shit, but, you know. You know, like Blueprint 2, that album and stuff. I like Kanye West as well. I know it's a bit, you know, a lot of people hate him, but, you know, his first two albums were brilliant in my opinion.
Have you heard my remix of 99 Problems?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, I redid it. It's called 99 Trolls.
Oh, God. It's on YouTube.
No, it's right here. Listen to it. Check it out.
Right.
We're going to sign up, and this is Vince of the Bay and Dutch Minotti saying goodnight. And once again, I was not, my Jimmies were not wrestled tonight. The Trolls were all fail. If they were, I don't even know if we got trolled at all. But. I have no problems with the trolls calling in because I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass trolls say flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like my hoes. You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint. Well, I don't give a shit.
So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for ass. Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence that Vince and the Bay has.
I'm from Hags to Bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
Bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls,
but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
first off,
on one hand.
There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right. Let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a do with you, Vince?
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a farm. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again, back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again, paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again, half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Oh, because the fool was harassing them, trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
got.
Hit me.
Hello.
Hello, 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl. Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bong hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and What I Need to Do?
The other day, okay, I was going down with my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to
switch.
If you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon.
I say
she's
that
Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Once
you know
you
my man's
man
on L.
Instead of
you don't know my man's on L.
Man.
My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's all real. All new. Sonny's...
Wait,
son of
who?
A bitch.
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. In the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
Son of a bitch ain't one.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're gonna take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very nice.